Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her many previous podcasts. In tonight's encore from Pagan Warrior Radio, aired on December 21st, 2011, Selena led a winter solstice rite. Happy solstice.
Welcome tonight. Very special show. Selena Fox will lead us in a solstice ritual. Featured in the solstice ritual, let me let you know about the music that you'll be hearing. Featured song from three albums by musicians, The Coyote Run. The album is Kilted Christmas. I hear it's brand new. And that's Coyote Run. You'll hear some music from them. As well as this year, The Year is a Dancing Woman by Ruth Barrett. And by Jennifer Cunning and the Ocean Orchestra. You'll hear off the album Song of Solstice, also featuring some chants by Selena Fox in tonight's ritual. So tonight's ritual is being presented by Selena Fox.
Well, it's great to be here. Happy holidays, happy solstice. And tonight we're going to journey across time and space to celebrate solstice in sacred place. So wherever you are, we invite you to tune in and be part of this rite in a way that works for you on this night. The magic of solstice. We call the magic of solstice into this rite, the spirit of the season, the solar light. The magic of solstice past, the magic of solstice future, the magic of solstice present, the magic of solstice now, the magic of solstice past, the magic of solstice future, the magic of solstice present, the magic of solstice now, the magic of solstice past, the magic of solstice future, the magic of solstice present, the magic of solstice now.
Joy was sail and a star was sail. Joy be to you and a jolly was sail.
And we journey now into the magic of solstice past. Indeed, wassailing was part of the solstice past, as it also connects us with the present, a time of wishing well, of spreading good cheer. So as we journey into the magic of solstice past, we use chants, we use our imagination, visualization, contemplation, and reflection. We call to the powers connected with the solstice past. We call to the powers of the ancient ones. We'll call to the powers of the ancestors. And we'll call to the powers of old solstice ways. So as I do chants, I invite you to join me in your own way with these chants. We begin by calling to the powers of the ancient ones. Powers of the ancient ones, come to us. Powers of the ancient ones, be with us. Powers of the ancient ones, be in us. Powers of the ancient ones, come to us. Powers of the ancient ones, be with us. Powers of the ancient ones, be in us. Powers of the ancient ones, come to us. Powers of the ancient ones, be with us. Powers of the ancient ones, be in us. Reflect on the divine, on creator, on source. Reflect on the divine as one and or as many, according to the form of spiritual ways you practice. In the next few moments of quiet, silently reflect on the divine. And ask blessings not only on you in this solstice time, but on this right now and the solstice times to come. And we call to the divine in some special ways. We begin by calling on the divine now in a Yuletide goddess form. We call to the great mother and child of light, come bless us on this solstice night.
The mother laid her baby down on that day. She wrapped her warm in rays of dawn on that day. The earth rejoiced to see her there. rising sun returns again. On that day, a ring of candles round her head. On that day, to wake the living from the dead. On that day, the stars shone bright up in the sky. The goddess sang a lullaby. The mother laid her baby down. Up the sky. On that day, open the heart, open the eye. On that day, the light is born within guide our path in love so bright. On that day, the stars shone bright up in the sky. The goddess sang a lullaby. The mother laid her baby down.
We honor the great goddess as all goddess. We honor the goddess in Yuletide goddess forms. These include the ancient goddess of Saturnalia time, winter solstice in old Rome. Her name, Ops, goddess of abundance and plenty, whose name is part of the word opulence. We honor the goddess Isis, mother of all, mother of the sun, queen of heaven, who transformed into another divine mother as Christianity began predominating in Europe and the Mediterranean and other parts of the world. Indeed, Isis transformed into Mary, Saint Mary, and the last of the Isis temples turned into Mary shrines. And we honor the goddess of Yuletide, Lucia, also known as Saint Lucy, Santa Lucia, and Lucina. She who was of Sweden, of Sicily, of many places, sun goddess maiden crowned with light, accompanied by star boys, the Yuletide goat, Tomti, Nissa, and other magical beings. We call to the Yuletide goddess, Amaterasu, sun goddess of Japan. She who emerged from her cave, glowing with light in the sacred mirror, to bless the world with the new solar year. We honor the goddess as Crone La Befana, the Italian broom-riding, gift-giving witch, who figured not only in old pagan tales of solstice in her bona dea form, for she was a face of the good goddess, but in Christian times became the gift giver, traveling the world and giving out sweets to young people. We call on the goddess and honor her as Holda Frahola, night riding, gift bringing, weather goddess of old Germanic peoples. She who is crone, flying through the sky with the wild hunt. She who is a maiden with a cloak that as she shakes it, the down of feathers from that cloak turn into snow. She who is mother, who spins, who weaves, who watches over all. And we call to Mother Earth, great mother of all seasons, who cares for us all. We call to these and to the other Yuletide goddesses to be with us, to bless this solstice night, to bless this solstice rite, to bless our solstice time. And we call to the god and gods of Yuletide. We call to the god of the solstice sun. We call to the god of agriculture, Saturn. We call to the god who is Holly King of the old solar year passing. We call to the god who is Oak King of the new solar year coming. We call to the god that is evergreen.
Of an ancient face, green man, wild man, wise one.
gods and goddesses, spirits of nature, divine forces of Yuletide, we greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here. Gods and goddesses, spirits of nature, divine forces of Yuletide, we greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here. Gods and goddesses, spirits of nature, divine forces of Yuletide, we greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here. Winter solstice is a time of connecting with the ancestors. And it has been that way throughout solstice past. I invite all of us now to call on the powers of the ancestors, to invite the ancestors to be with us at this solstice time. Powers of the ancestors, come to us. Powers of the ancestors, be with us. Powers of the ancestors, be in us. Powers of the ancestors, come to us. Powers of the ancestors, be with us. Powers of the ancestors, be in us. Powers of the ancestors, come to us. Powers of the ancestors, be with us. Powers of the ancestors, be in us. Reflect, connect with your ancestors, with ancestors of family, with ancestors of cultures that are part of your heritage, part of places you've been, ancestors who are part of the spiritual path you practice. Reflect and connect with the ancestors in the next few moments of quiet. Now silently invite them to join you at this solstice holidays time. Invite the ancestors to connect you with Yuletide ancestral wisdom. Ancestors, we welcome you. Guide us, teach us, bless us. Ancestors, we welcome you. Guide us, teach us, bless us. Ancestors, we welcome you. Guide us, teach us, bless us. Old solstice ways are part of the solstice past. We call to those old solstice ways. We invoke them. We call them to be part of this solstice, part of our lives ahead. Powers of old solstice ways, come to us. Powers of old solstice ways, be with us. Powers of old solstice ways, be in us. Powers of old solstice ways, come to us. Powers of old solstice ways, be with us. Powers of old solstice ways, be in us. Powers of old solstice ways, come to us. Powers of old solstice ways, be with us. Powers of old solstice ways, be in us. Old solstice ways include the telling of tales, the passing on of lore, the magic of bards and the bardic traditions. Listen now to a bardic musical telling of the crone goddess as wintry queen and the god as harvested grain and leaper in the corn.
Beacon, you can see her path. through the rain. She'll not weary or weaken till she finds her with her time king. Tell an Empress, my lady, in the train of the law.
Sharing of lore and songs, this song performed by Coyote Run, but written by a pagan ancestor of the 20th century, Gwydion Penderwyn. In addition to having from the solstice past, these old solstice ways of transmitting lore, we also look at the circle of evergreens, that is the Yule wreath, representing the wheel of the year, the continuity of life, greens that adorn Yuletide gatherings since ancient times. The old solstice ways of kindling the light, candle flames, bonfires, Yule log blazing. Old solstice ways of renewing connections, exchanging greetings, gifts, good times with family, friends, colleagues, neighbors, others. Yuletide caring and sharing, charitable giving to those in need. For charity began at Yuletide back in ancient pagan times and has continued on through the solstice traditions. And of course, they're celebrating the solstice sun as an old solstice way. The solstice sun, as it rises, as it sets, as it shines forth, not just on solstice eve and solstice day, but for the whole solstice period, to going to solstice sites aligned with the solstice sun, not only Stonehenge and Avebury, and other stone circles, but other sacred sites, such as Newgrange in Ireland. Well, as we prepare to journey forth from the magic of solstice past, let's reflect on this poem by Sir Walter Scott, who lived 1771. 1832. Heap on more wood, the wind is chill, but let it whistle as it will. We'll keep our Christmas merry still. Each age has deemed the newborn year the fittest time for festal cheer. The damsel donned her kirtle sheen. The hall was dressed with holly green. Forth to the wood did merry men go to gather in the mistletoe. The fire, with well-dried logs supplied, went roaring up the chimney wide. The wassail round in good brown bowls, garnished with ribbons, belied the trolls. Into the magic of solstice present. We call to the powers of solstice present, the powers of cyber communication, the powers of global celebration, the powers of community. Reflect a few moments. We're celebrating solstice now. How are some other ways that you could celebrate solstice this year? What are some ways you've already celebrated solstice or will be celebrating solstice this week and the time ahead? Reflect on this and share your ways in live chat, or you can call in. We have a song by Ruth Barrett that's a chant written by our friend Kay Gardner. As the Lucina chant plays, reflect on the magic of solstice present and share.
Celebrate the birth of the sun. Light the way, O Lucina. Dance around on Sabbath night. Blessed be the great mother. Celebrate the birth of the sun. Light the way, O Lucina. Dance around on Sabbath night. Blessed be the great mother.
Some ways of celebrating solstice this year.
Well, like this.
I think the wonders of cyber connections that allows many of us, no matter where we are, to celebrate solstice together. To create community together, not only right now in lifetime, but there'll be others joining us later as they download this podcast or listen to it online. Some ways that I've found wonderful for solstice celebrations: kindling candles, a hearth fire, wreath on the door, listening to solstice music. What are some other possibilities?
Well, Selena, in the chat room, Lucia, who's been with us since the very beginning, she says she can't call in because her phone's not working. But she said her son and her went out and bought some toys for her best friend's grandkids so they can have a Christmas, which is amazing, have a solstice celebration, a Yule. They made a big dog food donation at a local food bank, and on the 22nd, she's going to be attending a solstice celebration.
That's fabulous. We do a charity food drive every year, and we collect canned goods and other food stuff at all of our Yuletide events in December. And Naomi, who has just recently started working in the Circle Sanctuary office, she and I went forth to the local food pantry today with boxes and bags of canned goods and other stuff, and got to share the Yuletide cheer. I think giving to others not only is an ancient tradition, but something that is timeless. And it's so good to hear that others are sharing, not only with those they know and love, but with the larger community of which we're part.
Definitely. It's also a time of food, sharing food. I have Bella on the phone. She says that food is her favorite part of this. She likes to get into the food aspect of it. Right, Bella?
Sure do. So I wouldn't consider myself a full-fledged kitchen witch, but I would definitely say that when it comes to finding creative ways of expanding on the whole concept of Yule, I would say that, you know, something as wonderful as a savory chicken pot pie is a really great way to bring in the warmth of the season.
That sounds fabulous. Do you have particular foods that you pass on to others, share the recipe, or traditions that might have been passed on to you?
Well, actually, the recipe is new for this year, but I'd be happy to share it with anybody who'd want it. So
that's great. One of the things that I make every year is wassail. I take apple cider, including some cider that we get right off of Circle Sanctuary Land's apples that we use in our cider press, and as well as other local ciders, and we warm it up and put in spices and have the extras available for adults who might want alcohol added. But we make a wassail that people of all ages can drink, and that's another favorite solstice feasting delight.
One of the other things we're planning to do is, this year it's a lot about symbols. My husband, Keith, has actually spoken on live with you before, and one of the things that we recently have done, we recently moved into our new place, and where we were before, we really couldn't celebrate our beliefs the way we wanted to, which was really sad. So now that we have our own place, you know, one of the things we're doing is we're trying to incorporate a lot of symbols into our celebration. We have ourselves our tree, and on the tree it's got a lot of heritage and heirloom items that have to do with either places we've been or people we've known, or things that kind of incorporate the past and the present, which is important. And also, sadly, his father passed away earlier this year, and one of the biggest things for him was always having a get-together around this time of year. So we're actually going to be having a get-together for family and friends to come over, and we're going to be prepping and putting together a lot of the food that kind of represents a lot of his ancestors, you know, his grandmother's meat pie and, you know, several of the things that kind of go along with that same idea. And just having friends and family together this time of year is super, super important. So, and we also have ourselves a ceramic Yule log, which is on the table right now, with the candles burning bright. And come Thursday morning, I'm hoping to get up with the sun and actually sing to it as a way to kind of welcome it back into its brightness. So
that's fabulous.
Selena, we have some other people waiting as well who want to share what they're doing for Yule.
Yes, and we are going to take the Pagans Tonight Radio Network coordinators up on their offer to let us go over a bit so we can get everyone in who wants to share some magic of solstice present.
Well, here's the Ewings. They're on the line now.
Happy solstice.
Hello.
Hello. Did you want to share what you're doing for solstice this year?
Well, we're still busy with the giving aspect. We have sent out 50 care packages to pagan troops all over the world, in Afghanistan, Kuwait, Oman, and some ships so far. and we are up to 50, and I think I have another dozen or more I'll be sending out in the next few days for Operation Circle Care.
The names, the names, you know, for to ship to, and the donations are still coming in. So we're definitely still in the giving mode for Solstice and helping to send out the great donations that we've received so far from the community to our troops and, you know, military folks serving overseas.
That's wonderful.
And another tradition that we've done in the past, we read about this, we heard about this, is sort of a sympathetic magic to help bring back the sun. You know, to help bring the sun back, you light candles. And we went from a few years ago, we lit a candle on Solstice, and we kept passing the flame from candle to candle all the way to Imbolc. So we had a candle burning continuously from Solstice to Imbolc to help sort of invite, to help the sun come back and warm us. That was quite a challenge to keep up with keeping a candle going.
What a wonderful tradition.
You know,
that
it helps.
Is good.
Yeah, it helps that we make the Jeanette makes the candles.
That definitely helps.
Yeah.
Well, that's some good traditions for Solstice. I have another person on the line. He said he wanted to introduce himself. So I'll go ahead and let him.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi.
You said you wanted to introduce yourself.
Yes. This is Lord Renshaw, an old friend of yours.
Yes, going way back, before Circle, B.C.
Yes, and I would like to share a story with you about this year's winter solstice and the connection with the military and so forth in my family. What I have done this year is I found what I thought was lost, a box of my father's records and photographs from the time he was a young man and went through the Depression and the Conservation Corps in the United States, and then was in the Navy through World War II, through some of the worst fighting in the South Pacific, and up through 7 years total, even after the war with the Navy, and putting together a booklet of his history, where he was, what he experienced. And in the process of doing this, not only have I gained a deeper understanding of my father, who's long passed, but a much deeper appreciation of what the people in that time who faced so many terrible challenges, what they went through, because it puts into frame of reference where we are now. And at this dark time of the year, it's given me a better perspective on the light that's ahead, because if we can look past and understand from those who passed before us, we don't have to live without hope.
That is a wonderful sharing.
And with that, I'll let you go to some of your other listeners, but I did want to share that.
Well, and I think back at the very first solstice when Circle came into being, you were there when I had my Flambeau meatloaf in our Spectrum House apartment in South Madison, our townhouse, and it was definitely a fun time, and it was international. We had someone from England, someone from Scotland, as well as those of us who were together, who had been part of doing ceremonies over time. Thanks again for calling in.
Well, thank you, Selena.
Thank you very much for your call, Lord Renshaw. Let me see. I do have Michelle on the line, Michelle Bouchers.
Solstice!
It doesn't seem like a show without her.
Thanks. My solstice is turning out to be spending quality time with family and traveling. I did my military solstice ritual last weekend, and this past couple of days, my husband and I spent time with my daughter and her family. And her husband's family is Jewish, so we got to spend time doing two nights of Hanukkah with them and the grandchildren, which was really exciting. And tomorrow I'm traveling to North Carolina to do solstice with my coven family, and then I'll be traveling to Indianapolis to do solstice with my son and new granddaughter. So it's just for me a lot of quality time with family, and it's great.
Well, continued solstice blessings to you, and it's great to hear that you're getting to celebrate it in multiple locations.
And with multiple wonderful people.
That's great.
That's what I always like about this time of year is getting back together with family and friends and reconnecting. That's my favorite part. My group here is having their solstice tonight because we had to have it moved back because of scheduling difficulties with the location. The good old Mercury in retrograde that happened back when it was in retrograde. But I'm sure that they're having a great time, and I'm going to tell them that they need to make sure that they download this show later, which is something that you can tell any of your friends that missed the show to go ahead and download this to share it with their friends and spread the word about the Pagan Warrior Radio and all the shows here on the Pagans Tonight Radio Network. I wanted to say in the chat room, Selena, that Bala wanted to make sure to mention that she wanted to wish you and your loved ones Yuletide blessings.
Well, thank you so much. I celebrate solstice in many different ways every year. And this year, I'm celebrating on the Internet more than we've ever had a celebration before for me and my family. I have been posting links on my main Facebook page, my likes page or fan page, and there's some links to that at Pagan Warrior Radio. If you haven't yet found my page, but you're welcome to come on and share some additional links, customs in not only tonight, but in the times ahead. I also post photos. When I get a new chant or I'm recycling an old one, I'll put that up. News items. I think it's really important to keep the solstice alive. Yes, solstice happens whether humans celebrate it or not, but the old traditions can be continued here in the present and can be adapted for so many different peoples of different faith traditions and places. Yes, it's primarily celebrated by pagans, but there are a lot of people that celebrate solstice who may not use the pagan word for themselves, but they feel called to have a holiday celebration that is directly tied in to nature and attuning to the rhythms of nature. As in past years, Circle Sanctuary not only has had a Yuletide charity food drive, but we've had a series of events. We had a Yuletide goddess's full moon. We had an interfaith open house where I gave a talk on winter solstice traditions, and Ruth Barrett, who not only is a friend and a colleague, but a neighbor, came and did some of her wonderful solstice music. We had our community Yule on December 17th. We burned the Yule log. We made Sigillaria, since it was Saturnalia. We called on ancestors. We did a gift exchange. We had music. We had storytelling. And yes, of course, we had feasting and a big solstice ritual. And on the night before, December 16th, we had our annual winter solstice pageant, our 33rd year for having this celebration that we have as an interreligious, international, multicultural gift to the greater Madison, Wisconsin area community. Although we had people actually traveling from other states besides Wisconsin to come and join in it. We hold that at the First Unitarian Society, and I've begun putting some photos up on Facebook of that, and we have some that are actually up at a Yuletide resources page that we have available. So I'm wondering, are there any other sharings of solstice present before we go off to the magic of solstice future?
No, Selena, that's all the calls that we have right now.
Well, I want to thank everyone for calling, doing a live chat, and sharing your solstice present celebrations with us. And I hope that those of you who are listening or will be listening will see this show as a part of your solstice present that can not only enrich your celebration, but help inspire some additional ways of celebrating solstice. Well, let us journey now into the magic of solstice future. And we call into this solstice the magic of solstice ahead. We call to the powers of hope. We call to the powers of love. We call to the powers of joy. We call to the powers of harmony. We call to the powers of possibility. We call to the powers of creativity. We call to the powers of freedom. We call to the powers of peace. Bless this solstice now, and bless the solstices to come. Solstice, since ancient times, is a time of making peace. And as we reflect on solstice now and solstice to come, let us spend a few moments connecting with peace. Peace within us, peace around us, peace on earth, peace within us, peace around us, peace on earth, peace within us, peace around us, peace on earth. Peace within us, peace around us, peace on earth. Peace within us, peace around us, peace on earth. Imagine the world a blue-green planet as seen from above, as if you were flying around, looking down upon the earth. And as you gaze at the earth as a sphere, experience the solstice sun shining upon the earth. The solstice sun, that's winter solstice, illuminating the northern hemisphere. The solstice sun, that's summer solstice, illuminating the southern hemisphere. Imagine it glowing now with the light, not only of solstice sun, but the light of peace, of hope, of joy, of love, of harmony, of possibility, of creativity, of freedom. Make peace on earth. Make peace within. At the sun's rebirth and round the wheel again, make peace on earth. Make peace within. At the sun's rebirth and round the wheel again, make peace on earth. Make peace within. At the sun's rebirth and round the wheel again. And as you hold the image of the earth glowing with solstice light, with the light of peace, it grows brighter with the light of freedom. We send a prayer out for all those who seek to have more freedom now and in the future. We shine the light of liberty on solstice future, that together we create a world with more freedom. Freedom to practice what we believe. Freedom so all school children and their families, whatever their religion, spirituality, philosophy, beliefs, can have fair and equal accommodation. We shine the light of freedom with this magic of solstice future to have that freedom shine within us so we are free to truly be deep self, wisdom self, divine self, to let that shine in our lives, not only to aid ourselves and our loved ones, but all of humankind and the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. With liberty and justice for all. So mote it be. And now, as we bring closure to our winter solstice radio rite, I invite you to chant along, for it is the solstice time night. Solstice sun, shining bright, shortest day and longest night. Solstice wish of hope and cheer. Peace on earth throughout the year. Solstice sun, shining bright, shortest day and longest night. Solstice wish of hope and cheer. Peace on earth throughout the year. Solstice sun shining bright. Shortest day and longest night. Solstice wish of hope and cheer. peace on earth throughout the year.
Tis the gateway of the year, short is day and dark is hour, praises as our newborn sun journeys back to its full power. Praise the sun and solstice high, thrill the wind and weather, welcome you all with frost and fire, and sing we all together. Blessed be the darkness deep, all we learned there well worth knowing, as below the seeds long sleep nourished hope, the spring tide drawing. Praise the sun and solstice high, through the wind and weather, welcome you with frost and fire, and sing we all together.
Tonight we've had music from solstice past. We have had music of solstice present, including this song of solstice from an album by that name by Jennifer Cutting and the Ocean Orchestra, just released for this solstice. And we can take the songs of solstice into the future. Let us spend a few moments now and give thanks. We give thanks to the divine as one, the divine as many, in all the ways that we have called to the divine tonight, individually and together. We give thanks to each other and to the larger circle of nature of which we are all part. We give thanks to the magic of solstice past, the magic of solstice future, the magic of solstice present, the magic of solstice now. May we take that magic of solstice, let it continue to shine within us, not only tonight, tomorrow, and the times ahead at this Yuletide, but into the times ahead. Blessed be, so mote it be. Happy solstice.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.